Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. I was craving a hamburger until I realized we're going to be discussing mad cow disease.
But frankly, Dave, you should be more concerned about the blood transfusions that are contaminated with the misfolded proteins, which cause the fatal brain disorder. So far, 200 people in Europe have died from the variant Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, or VCJD, which people develop after eating contaminated beef.
It killed 4 people in the U.S., and since carriers can be asymptomatic for up to 50 years, they can spread it by donating blood. So scientists have spent a decade developing a blood screen to protect our blood supply, and now we may have not one, but 2 tests.
Mad cow disease, or BSE, which stands for bovine spongiform encephalopathy, is a progressive neurological disorder of cattle that happens when proteins called prions on the surface of neurons misfold into a form called PRPSC.
The new test screens for these misfolded proteins by amplifying the conversion of normal proteins into these abnormal ones.
That means they quicken the pace at which these proteins misfold in order to detect their presence. The test successfully identified 14 people with VCJD out of a sample that included 137 healthy controls.
The second screen also used the amplification technique, but first isolated prions by using magnetic nanobeads. This method was able to pick out the 18 people with VCJD among 250 samples from Britain and France, 2 of the countries most affected by mad cow disease.
They're now planning to expand the study to see if it continues to be accurate. With as many as 1 in 2,000 people in the UK suspected to be carriers, a screen is vital to their public health.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.